You are listening to an SAFM podcast, 104 to 107 nationwide. Stream us live on www.safm.co.za or via the SABC Plus app. SABC News, independent and impartial.
The Etiquini Ratepayer Association say they feel insulted by the no-show of the mayor, Nkolisi Kaunda, at the budget consultation meeting. Now, that meeting was aimed at discussing the city's proposed tariff hikes for the new financial year. For more on this, we joined on the line by the Etiquini Ratepayer Association chairperson, Asad Ghaffar. A very good morning to you, sir, and welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Can you first tell us more in detail about what happened in this scheduled meeting and why the mayor reportedly failed to attend it?
This was an important public engagement meeting in regards to the tariff increases that they are proposing for the 2024-2025 budget. The reason the mayor was not there is because the mayor, the chief financial officer, and the city manager actually had an appointment with National Treasury to get approval on this budget. Now, we ask him the question, if you're already sitting at National Treasury wanting an approval, then why are you still engaging with us? You should have engaged with us first, heard our concerns before you went for approval.
Now, we also understand that some residents pointed out that the mayor had skipped other budget hearings with ratepayers, including a similar meeting last year. Do you feel that this no-show by the mayor is perhaps deliberate?
It has to be deliberate. I mean, last year he claimed he was not well. This year, the concern is, I mean, he knew that there was a meeting. I mean, they planned the date. We didn't ask for the date. They gave us the date. So how is it that he planned two meetings on the same day, and both are critical meetings? And this is what frustrates us is because you have to hear the concerns, and that's part of the process. First, hear the concerns, adjust your budget, then go for sign-off. The fact that they went for sign-off without even listening to us shows that they're just ticking a box, and it was a foregone conclusion.
So your concerns or grievances have not been addressed by the city of Etiquini as yet?
It cannot be addressed. The fact that they already went for sign-off. We know for a fact that the next week, Wednesday, is council meeting, and Mayor Kaunda has already indicated that they're going to put this budget before the full council meeting to adopt it.
And what is your problem with the budget then?
The problem that we have, this is an adjustment budget. I mean, it's a midterm adjustment budget, which means that there was no need for them to actually go and increase tariffs. And we've proven to them, in terms of our presentation the other night, to show the city that you, in terms of your tariff increases, you're looking to add an additional 2 billion rand to the budget. All they had to do was increase their, management on the finances. They won't just save 2 billion, they'll save almost 12 billion rand. And if they save 12 billion rand, there's no need for them to increase the tariff by the percentages that they're asking for.
And why do you think that these local government systems appear to be dysfunctional, and what do you think needs to be done to turn around the situation?
You know, this is the concern. I mean, people are saying that, you know, it's voting the right people in, it's an election year, and the only way to change all of these things is to actually vote in a good government. But even then, too, I mean, we're looking at situations now where the people that are holding these positions in government are not qualified to hold these positions. If you look at Etiquini as an example, there's a whole department there set aside for tourism. We asked the question in this budget meeting, what are they actually doing and what are they getting paid to do? Because people are not coming to Durban anymore. And we know that Durban was the place to be, or the warmest place to be in terms of the playground for South Africa. Now, if you have people that don't know how to make the system work, why are they even there in the first place?
That remains the question. That's where we got to leave it. I thank you so much for your time. Asad Ghaffar, he's the chairperson of the Etiquini Ratepayers Associations.
You can find SAFM Current Affairs on 104 to 107 nationwide. Our podcasts are available for download on all our digital platforms. SAFM, leading the conversation.